Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley, presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXOradio.com.
Welcome back to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It, with your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host, Scott Dudley. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services.
Thank you for tuning in. This is the first week in a series on attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. We're glad you're here, and make sure and stay tuned throughout the month of April as we continue to explore this throughout the lifespan of the human being, because we're here doing children today, and then we're going to do adolescents and adults and
young adults,
whatever comes after that, right?
And then older adults, then you.
Then me, yeah. I'm lining up there somewhere.
Population.
Yes. We're here today with Dr. Priya Prasad. She's a child psychiatrist. Working for behavioral
health. We have a doctor in the house.
In the house.
Hi, everyone, again.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
So somehow, either parents, whether they're noticing that their kids are somehow just not kind of fitting into other crowds or different than others, acting out or just kind of lost and wandering, or schools, because in school it's pretty much obvious because you've got 30 kids and the task requirements, the jobs you have to do in school really require the ability to focus and attend and sit down and listen and all that cool stuff, right? So somebody out there really needs to notice. First and most important step, right?
Yes.
And then they come to your door.
That they do.
What happens next?
Once they're referred to us, they're seen by an intake clinician. And that person is assessing also what the concerns are and why the child was referred to us. After that layer, they get to see the nurse. And at that point, we order blood works and whatever else we think is needed.
But there may be medical conditions that mimic some mental health conditions.
Yes,
of course. Which would be what?
Usually it's thyroid problems.
Oh.
Or sometimes if you have a high lead exposure or heavy metal. So that's why we also order
the Mexican candy.
I've heard about that.
Or a song by Sammy Hagar. Either or.
But that's why we order baseline blood work, so we understand that we're not missing something medically as we're seeing the child. And finally, the child gets to come and meet with me. And we do a comprehensive assessment to figure out what's going on and what we think the diagnosis is at that point. In order for us to diagnose ADHD, there's no blood test, there's no CAT scan or X-ray that I can do to diagnose ADHD. Mm-hmm. The way it's diagnosed is through a clinical interview.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXOradio.com.